We want people to get used to it. We don't want them to fear or worship it. We want them to see it as part of the environment. Yet every time she passed the computer section, she had the opposite feelings. The special treatment, the hallway carpeting, and the expensive surroundings served to make the computer special, unusual, unique. She thought it significant that the only other place in the hospital where the floor was carpeted was outside the small non-denominational chapel on the first floor. She had the same sense here, a shrine to the computer. Did the computer care if there were carpets on the floor? In any case, the employees of the hospital had provided their own reaction to the spectacle inside the glass windows. A handwritten sign had been taped to the glass: "Do not feed or molest the computer." She and Anders crouched down below the level of the window. Anders peered over cautiously.
"What do you see?" she said.
"I think I see him." She looked too. She was aware that her heart was suddenly pounding, her body was tense and expectant. Inside the room there were 6 magnetic tape units, a broad L-shaped console for the central processor, a printer, a card punch reader, and 2 disk drive units. The equipment was shiny, sharp-edged, gleaming. It sat quiet under even fluorescent lighting. She saw no one, just the equipment, isolated, alone. It reminded her of Stonehenge, the vertical stone columns. Then she saw him, a man moving between 2 tape units. White orderly's coat, black hair.
"It's him," she said.
"Where's the door?" Anders asked. For no good reason, he was checking his gun again. He snapped the revolver chamber closed with a loud click.
"Down there."
She pointed down the corridor to the door, perhaps 10 feet away.
"Any other entrances or exits?"
"No." Her heart was still pounding. She looked from Anders to the gun and back to Anders.
"Okay, you stay down."
Anders pressed her down to the floor as he spoke. Then he crawled forward to the door. He paused, got to his knees, and looked back at her once. She was surprised to see that he was frightened. His face was taut, his body hunched tensely. He held the gun stiffly forward by his straight arm. "We're all afraid," she thought. Then, with a loud slam, Anders knocked the door open and flung himself on his belly into the room. She heard him shout, "Benson!" And then almost immediately there was a gunshot. This was followed by a second shot, and a third. She could not tell who was firing. She saw Anders' feet sticking out of the door as he lay on the carpeting. Gray smoke billowed out through the open door and rose lazily in the corridor. There were 2 more shots and a loud scream of pain. She closed her eyes and pressed her cheek to the carpet. Anders shouted, "Benson! Give it up, Benson!" It won't do any good, she thought. Didn't Anders understand? Still more shots in rapid succession. Suddenly, the glass window above her shattered, and large slabs of glass fell over her shoulders onto her hair. She shook it off. And then, to her astonishment, Benson landed on the corner.